Couldn't hold the camera fucking steady. Come on, man.
I think he's a little high himself. I should make that kind of a... dressing for a product.
I think he shat his pants.
Oh, God. I'm actually not sure that was weed. I think that might have been crack.
Fucking idiot. Wow. I know what kind of weekend you had.
Yeah, I'm starting to rethink that whole legalizing thing. Yikes.
You know, I didn't smoke pot in high school or other drugs.
What? Actually, I would assume theater kids were big potheads.
But all my friends did.
Yeah.
It's like the quote from Waiting for Guffman, Eugene Levy. He says, "I wasn't the class clown, but I sat next to him and I studied him." Those were all my friends with pot. And they would always offer me some. And I would say, "No, I'm good." And they'd go, "Okay." So more for them, do you know? That's why I feel like peer pressure is just not really as bad as parents say it is.
Well, you've got a backbone, which is odd because your actual back was crooked. But you do have a backbone, yeah. And a lot of people succumb to peer pressure. I'm not saying that your names could rhyme with Schmil Schmaltz, no, but
my peers didn't pressure me. They were just kind and offered to share.
My peers were not kind and did not offer to share, so I stole. It's like I was never good at saying.
I'm happy to see that you gave up that bad habit.
Thank you.
Stealing.
That's true. I thought the stupid cereal was prop. God damn it! I'll never live.
You know, there's now a box in there that says "For Bill."
I think Mal has left that for me.
Is that just to test you?
I won't touch it. Not to mention the fact that I won't touch it just because it also looks like diabetes. Like, that thing's got more mushrooms than actual cereal in it.
There's a commercial out now for Lucky Charms, but just the marshmallows.
Brilliant! Why didn't they do that years ago?
Who wants to have marshmallows and milk?
That's all people want.
Really?
That was my dream was always have all marshmallows in a bowl of half and half.
Oh, my God.
So then, like, 2 years ago, Allie bought me a bag of just the marshmallows.
Wow.
But they were not this exactly
not the
same.
Same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a full cereal bag, just the marshmallows. It was pretty good.
Oh, I would have liked that so much better than the egg cam. Just watching you eat that. Fuck, man.
Well, I've done that with the Bill Peep cereal in there.
I pour it in a bowl.
And I just eat all the cereal out, and then I just save all the marshmallows in one big swoop.
Nice.
I knew it was missing something.
I also feel like Garrett would be really good at that game, Chubby Bunny. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What the fuck is that?
Chubby Bunny is when you have to put big marshmallows into your mouth. And after you put one in, you say Chubby Bunny. And then you put another one in, Chubby Bunny. And you keep doing it until you can't say Chubby Bunny anymore. What happens is you just look like a Chubby Bunny. And then you vomit everywhere.
I like the vomit part. Boy, you had a lot of time. Are you sure you weren't a weed smoker? More and more, I'm thinking
just
you're lying.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
We just... do weird things for fun.
Wow. What did you do for fun this weekend? Did you do anything good?
You know, I started watching, finally, The Assassination of Gianni Versace.
Oh, you're a little behind the time on that.
I am.
Factoid.
Yeah, but I'm watching it. Okay, so get this. I'm like, who is playing Donatella? And I'm like, Penelope Cruz. And then I think, how is that not racist that she is playing an Italian when she is, in fact, not Italian?
Yes.
Right? And then Darren Criss is playing a part Filipino man. And I didn't Google this, but is he even Filipino? I don't think so.
And look, greasy Italians like Gino over there and Pacino specifically played a Cuban in Scarface.
Yeah, well, but that was a while ago. This is, like, current, and it's directed by Ryan Murphy, who's all about adding diversity to his cast, and he's really big about representation of all people, so I just thought it was really interesting.
Well, did it offend your Italian sensibilities, or half of you?
But that's the thing. I feel like I would not have been cast because he would have been like, you're not Italian enough. And I'm like, Penelope Cruz is? And also her accent is so heavy that it does sound Italian, but like it doesn't match Gianni Versace. Like it doesn't match her brothers.
Well, even worse than that, the
person... I don't know if it was supposed to. I don't know them in real life, obviously, because I work here, but...
The one that I always associate with that character is Maya Rudolph, and she's half black.
Yeah.
That's how not Italian she is.
Yeah.
Although I don't know what her other side is. Could be very wrong on that.
Yeah.
But hers is pretty good. I like, it sounds like Penelope Spears got, not Penelope Spears, whatever her name is, just Versace got run over by a truck. That's kind of hers. And she's much more the tanned sort of slab of bacon looking person that the actual Versace is, which I enjoy.
Yeah.
Is this funny? Is it like very dramatic?
It's definitely more dramatic. Are there funny moments? Kind of, not really. What's cool is just the span of time. You know, you see a lot of the 80s, a lot of the 90s, which you would like in terms of just like history and stuff.
Well, just the fashions alone, man.
But yeah, what I'm finding more and more though, and I get confused because I'm one of these book smart people, not like regular smart.
Are you book smart?
Yeah. They do the show chronologically backwards, but also skip in time a little bit.
Oh, that would confuse the fuck out of me.
So many more shows are doing this now. Have you This Is Us uses that element all the time. There's like so many shows that do it now that it must be hard for the writers, but also a great gift to the writers because they could then continue going on for seasons and seasons of these shows because they're like, let's just skip back a few years.
But there's like some sort of beautiful mind type plotline chart on the wall that they've got to adhere to. And after a while, I think that's going to be, they got to throw up their hands.
I guess so.
Sort of like the people in Lost. I think after a while, they just started making it up as they went along.
Yeah.
There's only so many things that you have to remember and stay close to canon with. God, I hate that fucking phrase. But do you like it? Is it worth seeing?
I do. Yeah. It's really good. The acting is quite good.
Who plays Versace? The dude Versace.
I forget.
Brutalized.
I forget the actor's name.
It looks like that the actual murder is very over the top dramatic. A little bit like Versace himself, where it's just like someone cradling, be like, no!
Yeah, that's Ricky Martin cradling him.
Yeah, how's Ricky Martin in that thing?
It's the perfect role for him.
What, are you saying he's gay?
Yeah, Latino gay man in tennis shorts. It's everything Ricky Martin ever wanted to be.
It's a couple parters, or well, yeah. How could you'd probably just binge watch the whole thing, right?
No, I still have like an episode and a half left. There's like 8 or 9, which is like a weird amount, but and they're all close to an hour long, so it's a bit of a commitment, but it's quite good.
I can see you just clutching your pearls at every overly dramatic gay scene. Well, you know what else there is a lot of in Miami besides ostentatious looking gay dudes?
Strip clubs?
Segue.
That's very good.
I saw the story on This Weekend, but I wasn't really sure if it was a talker, and then I realized I hated saying the word talker, and
as
you brought
it up. I hate air quotes.
I think they're cute. They're like chubby bunnies, two of them. But you want to talk about it. Like maybe I missed the part. I don't think I remember the part where they were all A-Rod's old strip bar haunts. Well, explain the story.
Sure. So J-Lo's in this new movie called, I think, Hustler. And so it's about a woman, I guess, who's a stripper. who like cons men out of their money. It's essentially, what's her name? Who's that current rapper who just got in trouble for it?
Cardi B.
Cardi B. It's like Cardi B has been promoting this movie without even realizing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about these strippers who will like con men and whatever. So in order to prepare for the role, as one does when you're getting paid millions of dollars to do a film, you're like, I should do a whole lot of unnecessary work. So she took trips to the strip club with her new fiance, Alex Rodriguez, to prepare for the role. Apparently, these were all of his, quote, old jaunts.
Yeah,
joints,
he's got it out jaunts. Of his system.
But I just always think it's so funny when women go to strip clubs.
Is there video of her, like, prepping for the role?
Maybe.
I mean, strip-wise.
But it's sort of like, you know, so when you're younger, right, there are the girls who are like, oh, there she is. Look at her. Stunning.
Wow.
You know, the girls who go like, I'm a guy's guy. Like, I like to hang with the guys. I don't have any friends who are girls. I love sports. I'm one of the guys. And then when she gets older, she goes to the strip clubs with these guys. Totally. And I've, like, never understood how it's, like, fun or enjoyable. You have to be on so many drugs, I think, to enjoy it, which is why I haven't gotten it.
You're unbelievably hetero, but there are some women that are a little more on the Kinsey scale where they might actually like watching a woman strip as well.
See, I would love to watch J-Lo. That is a beautiful woman. But I feel like the reality is not a lot of strippers look like her.
This might be true.
But probably the ones Alex Rodriguez goes to, you know. They bring out the cream of the crop for him. Thank you. But funny story about strip clubs. I've never been in one, to my knowledge. And
your knowledge? What? Someone roofies you and then just drags your half corpse to a strip club?
But one of my sister's very good friends, I won't say her name because she's a mom now, but on her wedding night, we all celebrated at the wedding. Yeah, we all went to the after party at the hotel. Then her husband and his groomsmen went to a strip club. Her wedding night. Then she's in the strip club and she's like, oh, I'm too drunk. I'm going to be sick. So they all leave to take her home and they have to pull the limo over and she proceeds to just vomit the entire rest of the night. That was her wedding night.
You know why I bet she vomited? Because the other thing that whenever women go to strip clubs to sort of like complete the look, they also smoke cigars.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm really balling. And they want to make sure there's a picture of them smoking the cigar while making it rain.
Let me have that neat pour of whiskey after all this champagne and crap I had. But I just love that story.
You've never had a boyfriend want to take you to a strip club and want to buy you a slap dance?
I don't date those kind of people, Bill.
Straight?
Exactly. Only ever been to a gay club.
Yeah, I did that once. It was my girlfriend's idea, and I was very excited about it because, of course. And I think it's just my typical luck, but I finally had to get her pick one. She gets the one that she wants to have a lap dance with. And this is like about...
She went to actually get a lap dance, not to just like watch?
Oh, yeah. The whole point is that you get them a lap dance, too.
Is it to turn you on? Is that why girls do it?
I don't know. I don't think she really cared about me. But I was happy about it regardless. And the minute that she starts giving her the lap dance, I remember it just started going real bad real quick. And, like, I could see them kind of talking. And then all of a sudden, both of them start crying. And apparently, like, she was an ex-Israeli soldier. All of her parents were killed by Palestinians or something like that. And instead of my girlfriend just getting a fucking lap dance like a normal person, she turns into goddamn Barbara Walters. And they're both weeping. And the whole thing couldn't have been less of a turn-on.
Actually, like,
and I was still out $25. And... Nah.
She's also adopted her child from Israel.
Exactly. Turns out she's still living rent-free.
She sends $30 a month.
I don't miss you, Scores. I don't miss you. There was lots of strippers like that. I know they all had sad stories. That's why you don't ask them about their past. And God knows they don't tell you the truth. There's a lot of bad things going on there, but still set me back a couple bucks. Learning the hard way, as usual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy.
So that's what you're missing out on. That and a cigar.
But no, I do think I would go to a strip club to research a role. But I feel like J-Lo has been there before.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, even before Alex Rodriguez. So I feel like in her mind, she was like, this could be a bonding moment. This could be something we share together. I don't know. I hope they're very happy, but...
Would you get a lap dance for the actual role? No. But what if you're studying the role?
If I was playing someone who got a lap dance, maybe I would, but no. I doubt that would be the reality of the situation.
But what if you're studying for the role?
No, I would watch how they give a lap dance.
But what if you're studying for the role?
Okay, broken record over here. Sure. Yes, I would sit and I would get that dance.
Yes.
On my lap.
On my lap. I like how you made it folksy. Well, apart from watching gays get murdered, did you do anything? Did you actually leave the home or was it all Versace all the time?
I worked. But as you know, I work in Hell's Kitchen. So I'm now looking at every single gay man that walks into the bar differently.
Like they could be a serial killer hunting it for...
Yes. Or like, who's a sugar baby here? Like who has like false motives? Like what's going on? But this always happens to me. Whenever I'm binging a show, my mind just goes there. Like when I was watching Parks and Rec, all I wanted was waffles. And if you've seen that show, you'll understand that reference.
Are they very much into waffles?
Amy Poehler's character just like eats waffles all the time.
Wow, that's a very Midwestern thing. I can see that. Speaking of acting... has anyone told you that you should be playing AOC anymore? Or was it just that one time? Okay, I'll get a little story on that one.
It was just that one time.
Again, you know, you're vaguely ethnic.
I am. Well, there's a comedian who I didn't add this on here. We'll be talking about this later. AOC was doing some sort of rally, and her
dismiss it.
Her voice,
it was empowering.
Her voice changed, and a lot of people accused her of pandering to a black audience by changing her voice to sound black. But there's a comedian who did an impersonation on Twitter, and all of these headlines are like, best impersonation, she nails it. And I'm like, she doesn't, though. It was funny. I can't remember. It's Garrett can, I'm sure, find it in like 2 seconds, but it's not... It's funny, but it's not like
spot on. Was it her
on.
Pretending to be in her apartment?
She's like drinking water, eating popcorn.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll look for it.
I think that's the one people are referencing. It got like a lot of retweets and stuff. But it's funny, but I don't think she looks like her.
Well, but also isn't this what every politician does? I mean, remember Hillary Clinton got into all sorts of shit.
Oh, yeah.
She would be in the South and get a little more down homey.
So I went down this rabbit hole of like all these videos.
Did you watch yourself?
No, this was not it.
Tam, thank you for being here.
This
I
isn't
mean,
it.
You can look around.
Wait, there's more than one? Oh, God, I got to get on this before it's too late. Quick, get me my glasses.
Yeah, get like some type of Sally Jesse Raphael type glasses. And
now... Here's the thing. When we do a anything joke, you can do joke and do better, right? Yeah. So we know when something is okay when I'm willing to do it. That's how we know it's not racist.
Oh, God.
We know it.
That's
we
the
know,
line.
We know it is racist when I won't do it. For example.
I'm trying to think of one that you wouldn't do.
Who's the one from Taken?
Liam Neeson.
Remember when you wanted me to do in his interview and talking about black people? I was like, I won't do it.
I just wanted to hear Joe in a bad Irish accent say blockbusters.
So I also thought about doing AOC for this show. Won't do it. And that's how I know that what she is doing is wrong. Because if I won't
that's
do it,
line.
I feel like she also crossed a line.
You did do Kevin Spacey, and he has been accused by many people of being a kind of a child molester.
But that was performance art.
Oh, okay. I see how it is. So you're playing a role.
Yeah.
Performance art. I don't know if we should run it now or wait till everyone else gets in. But, like, the whole thing with the black scent, it reminded me. I mean, we can show the clip now because they're not going to care about it. But I don't want to trigger you, but Louis C.K. hosted Saturday Night Live a couple times. And there's a great sketch about the topic of the black scent and when or when not it's okay. It's
how did they smell? I'm kidding.
You're the fucking worst. I think we have a quick, emphasis on quick, clip.
you're here at Sprint, you're family.
Well, thanks again. Like I said, I really need this job. I've been out of work for a long time, and I don't want to blow another opportunity.
Well, if you care about keeping this job, word of advice, don't piss off Brenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I running a charity here? Because the last time I checked, I'm paying your asses to work, okay? Which means your asses better be working or else. You're gone.
Yes, ma'am. I'm guessing that's Brenda. Wow, is that how she really talks?
I'm paying your asses to work, which means your asses better be working.
Okay, dude, don't.
Because if you...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Because if you... Excuse me?
God.
Is that how you think
I feel like
talk?
She fucks up a lot.
Is that your little impression of me? Why are you fronting on me? I ain't talking like you. I'm talking like my damn self. And your ass better back up, because otherwise you're going to be clowning on this fella. Mm. So you're saying this is how you actually talk?
I'm talking like my mama taught me to talk. And if you clowning on my mom, then you's about to get bounced.
Okay, if that's how you really talk, then we ain't got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay then.
Well, the whole thing is he does that for 5 years.
Oh, my God.
To not get fired. And, makes me giggle. God, I just wish he didn't have to show his dick so many times. I would have liked to have seen him go back on Saturday Night Live. But...
Well, I think sort of like that accent. He just had to commit to constantly showing his dick.
Exactly.
Once you do it once, you just got to keep... People expect it.
He was researching a role. Anything else you want to get to before we get to our... Oh, by the way, I listened to your podcast.
Oh, thanks.
It was good, even though I don't think there's much more I can learn about Staying Alive. We'll tell them what you did so they can go and
watch. Yes. You can still download on iTunes the Kill You Last podcast, my episode where I discuss Staying Alive, Sylvester Stallone's greatest film, with Alex and Peter, who host it. We have a grand old time, and John Travolta is not gay.
That you did not convince anyone in that podcast. That one other quick thing before we get to the guests. I've sort of retired from women overall and being a human being specifically, but I think I found a woman that I might change my mind. I feel like I need to marry this chick.
Is it an animal, like an actual chick?
No, but it involves an animal. A shark specifically. Look at what this chick did on a beach. Not only did she save that poor bastard's life, but she's goddamn hot. Now all he has to do is turn around and nail her.
Got it.
Call me, shark lady. Call me. Look at that. What a fucking hero. But look at that. All that thing has to do is switch back, nail her right in the old ankle.
She was on her period, too. What? Wow. Risk taker.
They always used to say that. Never swim while you're in. I think it's not enough blood. But God bless her. You know what? I bet our guests are going to be just as heroic as that. I don't even know what that means. But we're all returning champions. Let's go to our... You can do it. I'm always interested.
All right.
They didn't give me anything to promote.
We have the beautiful, the gorgeous Mike Figgs. Also Stacey Pressman. That's who I was actually talking about.
You bait and switcher.
Is Figgs here? Just kidding. We do not have Mike Figgs. We have Stacey Pressman. You know her from her social media and comedy. There's nothing on here.
Yeah, you guys did give us
the Pressman Hour.
The Pressman Hour.
Yes.
Can they still download the episode Bill and I were on?
Yeah, of course. Great. When are you going to come back again?
Soon, very soon. We also have Kevin Dombrowski. He has a comedy special coming out, right?
Yeah, album.
Album.
You guys do homework here.
Best sent us nothing. Joe, you saw Kevin when Chino destroyed a mic, correct? Was that the same night?
Was no, he? No, I wasn't there.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
Sounds like you missed a lot. They had the owner come on today, and apparently Chino has yet to pay them back for the mic.
He's just waiting to win big on that final game tonight. I know sports.
No, you don't.
Okay. It's Texas and Texas Tech and Virginia?
Virginia.
Nice.
Virginia Tech.
Look how pleased she is with herself.
Thank.
Is it baseball?
I like that you called it the final game. It's the NCAA final game tonight.
NCAA-ACP?
What's it called? Match.
I think it's called the national championship.
Oh, champion.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Well, to catch you up, I think we have some clips of them saying whether or not this is exactly how.
Oh, Figs is here.
There he is. And Mike Figs, just in time.
Hey, buddy.
Perfectly done.
Yes.
I'm so sorry, I had a
Why are you promoting that show?
What are you talking about?
Show?
What show?
In hot water.
Boy.
What do you mean?
God,
what's up, dude? How you doing?
Traitor.
Got into a huge argument with my girlfriend. I'm so sorry.
Why?
We're here to help.
I mean, did you hear about this news?
Well, no, I saw you outside.
Yeah, they casted Penelope Cruz as Donatella Versace.
I love
She's
how
not even Italian.
Even if you're running late, you still listen to this show, and it brings such joy to my life.
Oh, you know what's so weird?
This you Italian stereotype.
He was gone, and he knew more about the show. I've been sitting out there for a goddamn hour. I have no idea what he was talking about.
And you got me on the off-camera seat.
Did that like 2 years ago?
I know. I'm late to the game.
She's way behind the time. There's nothing topical about her.
I just started watching it. It's crazy. Leslie Jones just breaks all the time, and it drives me nuts.
They also cast an actor that wasn't a serial killer as a killer. Did you know that?
But he's so hot.
I didn't know we were supposed to pre-write material for the show.
He was gay, though.
Well, speaking of pretending to be someone you're not.
Segue.
Don't give it to her.
Guys, AOC, I'm sure you've seen some clips recently. She, I forget when she did it, but on April 5th, she responded to accusations of her using a fake black accent during her speech at Al Sharpton's. There we go. That's why. His National Action Network convention. She says, folks talking about my voice can step right off.
Not helping the cause.
You mean like she talked fake African?
She didn't say sugar after that, did she?
Africa? She went.
You can step off, sugar.
Women's March and Kavanaugh speech, same. Any kid who grew up in a distinct linguistic culture and had to learn to navigate class enviros at school work, know what's up. My Spanish is the same way.
You grew up in a linguistic culture, didn't you?
What's a linguistic culture?
It's racist that you assume, but yes.
It's an Italian household.
Yeah, it's great with Alfredo sauce.
who said this?
So basically, she's saying that this is how she speaks when she is passionate, because she is from New York, and that is her quality of voice. However, there is a guy on Twitter that lifted those specific speeches that she referenced, the Women's March and the Kavanaugh speech, and she does not sound the same.
Well, how did she sound during the women's speech? Blah, 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 blah.
Very shrill, Kevin, very shrill. So if we, have a few clips.
You gotta make sure all the girls are marching, okay? All the girls, I want you to walk, I want you to march with me, okay? We got a lot of passion.
She's Spanish, right?
Yes.
She should talk when black
and
shit.
And we are here to carry the torch forward.
So this is her normal
speech.
Because
when we talked about racial and economic justice, racial and social justice, we started to really extend those issues to the issues of economic justice, environmental justice.
She gonna give us an N-word with a soft A?
It kind of sounds like MLK. And the interconnectedness of all our fights. Yeah.
All right, that's good for that one.
Okay.
I believe that was during the Kavanaugh one. Or the women's march. It doesn't matter. And then,
and then just show a clip from Shrek. Little Drake, man. I'm telling you right now. Come on, man. We got to get the hell out of here.
Is that donkey or AOC?
Show Eddie Murphy. Yeah. Can we just get some Eddie Murphy clips?
Yeah. We the barbecue now.
What? So we're
gonna let it fight. Challenge. We're gonna fight. We're gonna fight. We're challenge.
I don't think I actually heard her.
Wait,
do
it's,
the.
It's coming.
Restaurant.
This is at
and
the women's
every
march.
Every woman
oh, no,
I
this
worked
is the Kavanaugh
with.
One.
I shared and we commiserated our stories of sexual violence and assault.
What if she turned around and went, right, sisters?
Sexual assault is not a crime of passion. It is about the abuse of power.
You get an amen.
She doesn't say yet.
These are both the ones where she says she sounds like she's from
and
the Bronx,
wherever she's from. And that is precisely why it is one of the most serious serious allegations anyone who cares to be a public servant can be accused of.
Okay, that's good. And now, right on that original article, they have video of her at Al Sharpton's event with how she's speaking. Also, she says she's replying to Donald Trump, who had tweeted that, oh, she used to be a bartender, blah, blah, blah. And she's saying that she's proud that she was a bartender, and it doesn't matter if you do that or if you're folding clothes for retail or if you're driving a bus, to which people were also pissed.
All specifically black jobs is
exactly
what she's talking about.
She's like, and people are like, black people can do other things.
How about, clean the house?
Yes, your mic's on.
All right, so this is the clip that got her in hot water.
This is what organizing looks like.
That's very Bronx.
This
right
is
there.
What building power looks like. This is what changing the country looks like. It's when we choose to show up and occupy the room and talk about the things that matter most, talking about our future. You know, Reverend, you bring up a funny
she
anecdote.
She even had the Southern drawl just now.
I'm proud to be a bartender. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong
Ordered
with that.
There's nothing wrong with working retail, folding clothes for other people to buy.
Selling shoe care at
there
Aldo.
There's nothing wrong with preparing the food
ain't nothing wrong with making chicken and waffles.
There is nothing wrong with driving the buses
extra sugar
that take
in the Hawaiian
your family
punch.
To work.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with the sugar.
Right, she sounds like, all right, this is what she sounds like. I watch a lot of spoken word. Don't ask why. It's like, there's nothing wrong with watching people do the bus work. Nothing wrong. Like, it's like she's doing like a sermon. It's like, it's not talking
like
black.
Deaf poetry.
It's like, yeah, she's doing like poetry. That like in colleges, they hire people to do that shit.
But couldn't you also argue that spoken word
is black?
It's really popular in black communities and in art.
And SJWs, big in SJWs.
When did she start singing Amazing Grace in the clip?
Yeah, she was in that like.
At any point does she go, grease, beef, potato.
Happy birthday!
I got greens, beans, potatoes, pork, lamb, ham, chicken, you need it.
She found a rhythm and a talking, and I think that's what happened, and she got into the groove of the potatoes and the broccoli, you know, that kind of thing.
I like how it all just went back to what was on the menu.
Were they Irish people in there? Potatoes and broccoli. She got into the groove of the potatoes.
Whitest
the groove of the corned beef.
Kevin, now you do hear a difference, right?
Of course I do.
Now,
that's what I sound like when I go home. I live in East Harlem.
I really want to see you pull that off over home.
Now, but does your voice change when you're in front of different people? Is it about knowing your audience?
Especially when I'm ordering chitlins.
chicken wings. I'm a fan.
Everybody. Okay, first off, you're not going to talk the most eloquent you are when you're talking to your friends.
I talk eloquent.
When I'm
my daughter named Eloquent.
When you're tipping your daughter named Eloquent, everything kind of rolls. Like when I'm talking with friends or I'm in a New York thing, it's like I'm going to Staten Island, I'm going with Jimmy. It's like one of those.
With Jimmy.
But if I'm talking to my, my father-in-law, it's very white because I don't want to upset him. but everything else, you know, of course you're going to change with whatever environment you're in.
Yeah.
Although she just went flat out Nutty Professor and turned into a skinny black man. That's what she just did there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Thanks your thoughts.
I don't think so. I think, like you were saying, I think you unintentionally change your, you know, the way you talk when you're around a certain group. I don't think she meant it. I think she just was like,
when politicians do it, is it pandering?
Yes.
I don't know.
Let me take that one step further. Is it a bad thing? Because Hillary Clinton got a ton of shit for when she would go down south and she slips into this southern accent. Yeah.
I think you could tell when it's forced, when it's not natural. Well, it looks like she just got really comfortable to me.
Yeah.
You know, you ever serve somebody and like they're from a foreign country, and next thing you know, hear yourself talking like broken English?
Yes.
And you're like, oh my God,
I constantly
why am I
sound German.
It's human nature. It's actually human nature to mirror somebody.
Totally.
Yes, yeah.
It's the way we don't even realize it's subconscious. It's not consciously.
Yeah, but when you're a politician, that's your profession is to speak. Is she going to do that from the White House?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, bitches and bitchettes of the country, allow me to, like, what are you going to do?
It is, but that's like, part of being a politician is like you're a professional panderer. Oh, the alliteration on that.
Bill, do you think, though, that's why Donald Trump has a following and has wooed some voters for literally staying exactly the same?
True.
Every way he speaks.
Specifically his voters.
His voters, for sure, but... You know, in terms of transparency of self,
I think that he is
given it.
Yeah.
I think that he is pandering to his voters when he say Nazis are good people. I think he's pandering at the same time.
I mean, he's not hiding it with different audiences.
I missed that rally.
Yeah.
Did you?
I did. I was bartending.
I look like I was there, don't I?
Yeah. I thought I saw you.
There he is. Oh, there he is again. He's fast.
People like consistency in people. Like if your mom all of a sudden acts weird, that's scary to a kid. Like your mom's...
An example, you pulled out of thin air, but I think happened to you in your childhood.
Yeah, like one day my mom came home drunk. I was like, Mom, is that you?
See, that's why I like Bill. He's consistently drunk.
Thank you. Yeah. Like, I learned it by watching Gino, damn it.
People act differently. It's scary. Like if Gino got sober, that would be really scary.
Oh my God. Yeah. If my dad called me, I'd be really scared.
Yeah.
Gino sober is like a British accent. if we actually saw him sober.
Hi, we're hanging out.
He's actually closer to a lesbian when he's sober.
I'm right here, mate.
Oh, hey, mate.
I'm right here.
I know.
Hello, Six.
Hello, Six.
Alex, can you pick up the phone?
We need more southern.
Put my baby in you. Call, right call, shell call.
No, that's too northern English.
No, I love the charges.
He's more like the Queen's English.
Unemployment, straight ahead.
He'd be more like the Queen's English, more like Kate Bush would say.
Kate Bush?
Nah, he'd be a Cagney.
Favorite thing.
Hey, Kevin, you got any blue chews?
Was that Bob Levy in there?
Okay, I had no idea how expensive microphones were.
Ron's dressing.
Ron's
so far, guys. I like the chemistry.
Stressing.
We're doing good.
We are.
This is great.
Hey, as long as it goes back to Gino.
just to tie this up in a bow, Figs, do you think it would have just been better for AOC, as opposed to saying, why am I being criticized? This is how I speak, for her saying, I got a little carried away. I hear it. It was not intentional. I was not meaning to, you know, offend anyone or pander. But like, that's
she.
You know, should
have
she have just owned up to it? I asked Figs, Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you say Figs. Jeez.
No, a part of me.
Table.
A part of me thinks she's just being honest.
My wife's out there. You behave.
Oh, is she? Yes. Can we have her on instead?
No.
Molly.
Either one of you.
Undo every joke I've ever made here. Nice.
I think she was being honest. I'm honest. There's something about it that I feel like it was genuine. So I don't know. I think she stuck to her guns because she really meant it.
Oh, no, she hates guns.
What?
You are literal Lucy, and I love it. I think, also, if every politician does this, this is like she is just a lightning rod. No matter what she does, people are going to jump down her throat.
Here's the problem, is she is now, she's going to become the Donald Trump equivalent to the left.
Mm.
And instead of just embracing it and saying, I was enthusiastic, I was in the South,
I was enthusiastic.
Exactly. I felt the energy of the sound more like Tyson. I was enthusiastic with my spinal injury.
I found Joe Rogan the other day.
Spinal. I just think if she, okay, so she should have said, I felt the energy of the crowd. I felt the passion in the crowd. I just felt like I was one with them. Yeah, sure, I got carried away, but who hasn't?
Yeah.
Everyone would have been fine. But she's taking the Donald Trump approach of like, no, you're wrong. That's just how I speak.
Because they win.
Well, we have a video right here.
Evidence,
and she's like,
yeah.
You don't hear that?
Yeah.
Listen to that. Yeah. That sounds exactly the same.
Yeah.
She's on the other side. She's
Not
going to admit that she was wrong. She's not going to let them win.
I don't think it's a wrong or right. I think it was a choice or not a choice. I mean, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, but it's not authentic when you don't own up to anything.
Well, when I did the Naughty by Nature video, I had to pretend I was Puerto Rican.
My God, how many times are you going to shoehorn that into an interview?
Yashinsky, you were saying before about the girl that went viral who did the impersonation.
You know I'm talking
about? Yes, she's kind of like, the shot is like low-breasted and she pops the big popcorn.
Yeah.
She's drinking water. That, to me, is kind of like, not racist, but it was kind of, she was elaborating. She was like talking like this, like trying to be like really Puerto Rican.
That's why I was like, this is
a horrible impression. The fact
what do you mean?
Giannis Papas, yeah, he was like, take me to Westchester. So I think that was bad, you know, and the fact that people reacted like, oh my God, what a great impression. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Because I didn't hear that. I just heard that's the girl, that's her.
Oh, she looks
also,
fun.
Does AOC drink water like that? Like, why is that
like,
a thing?
I kind of laughed at like that.
Oh, what comedic timing. It stuck to her lips.
Yeah.
Wait, is that a thing with her that she spilled
food? Under investigation?
Is that supposed to be?
She did on like a live stream from her apartment.
Never called her AOC.
Where she did AOC. This. Oh. Yeah.
She's like a
but
bad
that's
actress.
That's not even the point. Like, at least I don't do what Border Patrol do.
you know?
Like, to me, like, she's, like, really, she's real doing, like, an Aaron Burke bit in Hot Water right now.
And they're actually, like, checking how brown kids are. And if they're brown enough, swear to God, they
this
will
is
check,
horrible.
And if they're brown enough,
this shit is huge, dude.
They
what?
Inject them.
I got her on my show
needles.
In the Bronx. It's going to be $40.
If they're brown enough, you definitely inject them in needles. That's how you're supposed to do it, motherfucker.
We'll get you another Puerto Rican chick.
Like, you know what they say?
She's a bad actress.
You know what they say about comedy? If you add props, it just makes it better.
Oh, yeah. Get a pan over at that table.
We never use them. We are the
I
true
mean,
comedians.
First of all, she wasn't even, like, doing it right. If you're going to be bad, like, if you're going to make fun of somebody, like, do it
How
well.
How would you do it, Stacey?
Well, first of all, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. It really, it's like there's a pole right here, and you're trying
If you're going to fucking do it, you better do it right, motherfucker, because you got to do it, like, they'll put brown people in bags.
That sounds like Sylvester Stallone a little bit.
They put brown people.
Yeah, I'm not scratching this back. I'm not.
It is. You know what? It's about time I don't look like the most racist person on this show. It's about goddamn time.
You're not doing it right. If you're going to do a bad Puerto Rican accent, then do it right, motherfucker.
Right, have a baby hanging
out. I'll cut
you
with my knife.
Yeah.
Not from the Bronx, the boogie down, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Speaking of horrible visuals, that's actually a good segue.
Okay, this is... I'm just fascinated by this story, guys. The latest Instagram craze, or not craze, but... really popular accounts on Instagram are crime scene cleanup specialists who will show... the before and the after. One of them specifically is Crime Scene Cleaners, Inc. I followed them, and then I had to unfollow them.
Is that a white people job or a black people job?
I don't know.
Russian bots.
No one's interested in the person doing the cleaning. Yeah. Oh. They're only interested in the literal brains and blood.
It's the reveal.
It used to be like Rotten.com. Remember the old days?
Oh, yeah.
But there's this one guy who's the proprietor of Crime Scene Cleaners, Inc., Neil Smither. He says people love to see the aftermath. People are gore freaks.
I'm sorry.
What I do is really fucking interesting. Death is the last mystery. It's unsolvable. There's a human need to explain death. Most people aren't exposed to this. When we get a call from the cops, they lift the crime scene tape.
You
get to go right up to the crime scene and gore. No one gets to do that.
What is that?
That was someone, a guy cleaning out a woman's home. She was a hoarder, and there was just feces all over the home. Hmm.
It's not really a crime scene, that's just a hoarder.
How else is she going to write her name on the walls?
So, definitely, you know, there has been an increase.
I made enough to spell William.
There's been these real crime shows, you know, people like seeing it, but... isn't it one thing, Stacey, to see it on TV? You know it's fake blood. You know it's fake brains splattered on the wall from a fake suicide. But when it's real...
it makes it so much better.
A lot of shit. Why is there shit everywhere?
Okay, great.
Look, I think you are
their target audience. Beautiful.
No, I don't really like this type of stuff. I like different, you know, but we like, as Americans, we like the revealed, like the before and after.
Yes.
Like, you know, like the people have the extreme makeovers,
totally.
The weight loss.
That's still an extreme makeover.
Thing, or like,
yeah, before.
Quarters when they clean
Move
the house.
Move that hearse.
People masturbate to that stuff. I think that's the same thing. That this is extreme.
What people are you talking about specifically?
Like you guys. You know, like.
I was about to say, I've masturbated.
Like our listeners, the audience here today.
Kevin, the one photo we saw of the shape of the body.
Right.
They had said in that clip there was a man whose body was decomposing so bad that it went through the floor into the basement.
Wow.
They had to remove the flooring, remove the insulation, redo all of that. So let's say they do, and then you are buying a home.
Go on.
And let's say...
this is a real hypothetical situation, by the way.
Let's say they had to disclose, you know, like someone killed themselves here or right. died here. And you knew it was cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
Would you buy it?
I am such a germaphobe that I may never move out of the apartment I live in now because I was the first to live in that
New
apartment.
Construction. Nice.
Yeah. So my wife and I are the first to do everything except have sex in that apartment. First to do everything in that apartment. I forgot she's here. I'm going to get hit. No, look, it would freak me the fuck out. She would buy that apartment because she's into the whole true crime and murder thing. Oh. So I think in all of her free time, we could just cancel cable and she'd be staring at the walls trying to figure out exactly what happened. the angle of everything and drawing a chalk outline. So maybe for her entertainment, we would. It's also her money, so I don't think I have a choice in the home. Next question.
As long as the appliances.
What about like ghosts?
Oh, yeah. That was the first thing that came to my head.
You know?
I'm not moving to that bitch. I'm terrified of ghosts.
Spirits.
AOC.
And my girlfriend is Dominican. Yeah.
AOC. Ain't nothing wrong with living in a haunted house.
She's all...
a little...
Does your girlfriend sage?
She's, well, she doesn't sage, but she's told me that she's seen things, that brujeria.
Does she kill pigeons and like...
She doesn't kill pigeons, no, but she like collects my hair. It's kind of weird.
Ooh.
But yeah, because I always tell her, she sometimes feels things, and I tell her, listen, if you feel something...
Lower.
Fucking don't tell me. Yeah, it's my little helmet she feels. Don't tell me because I'll get the... I will leave.
But you've
I
not
am
seen
petrified
anything.
Of that shit.
You haven't seen anything.
I've never seen anything because I don't believe it. I think it's all mental, man.
I believe
my wife thinks aliens are real.
I believe her. I believe in...
We had a flat-out argument the other day at dinner where she said, so let me get this straight. You think in the infinite universe, in the many, like, galaxies, whatever, I don't know what the fucking words are because they're
Neil,
all crazy.
The grass Tyson.
Exactly. Billions, she goes, you think we're the only ones here? I go, I think we're a happy accident. And she meant to say, there's no way we're the only ones here, but she ended the argument with, we are not alone. And I literally choked on my fucking food. And died laughing. I was like, did you just try to win an alien argument by telling me we are not alone? Fucking
listen, Duchovny. Sleeping on the couch now because you terrified me.
Low tonal music came on and I just slowly...
By the way, if you have not heard or seen the music video for Lil Dicky Pillow Talkin', that's like exactly...
Brain?
Yeah, with
yeah,
the
yeah,
brain.
I love that, yeah.
That is like 3 minutes worth of this guy's yeah. song.
Yes,
them
yes.
talking about aliens and life.
Yes.
You need to watch it immediately after this
while
show.
They do it?
Are they drinking what?
Lean.
Cough syrup. It's insane. Come on,
lean.
There's nothing
it's cough
such...
syrup and Sprite.
There are no fucking aliens. Are there...
There's probably other planets where there's like amoebas.
That's what I'm
like
saying.
That, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
That's fine. But I'm saying like full-fledged fucking alien.
I don't think they
come on. Yeah, yeah.
I try my best not to believe it. Sorry to cut you.
I think the aliens are like they're bugs. There's like bugs that are aliens.
Yes, of course. I mean, it's ridiculous to
bugs
think.
Bugs are aliens?
No, I think there are bugs among us that are aliens.
Well, I thought you meant there's other planets with bug-like creatures.
I think insects.
So, yes.
Like very small.
Yeah. She went, no, not that crazy. I just think the bugs among us are...
not all bugs. I think there's some bugs that might be alien.
Which one specifically?
I don't know. Maybe ladybugs? I don't know. Like, I think some bug insects.
Yeah, and then we all think it's cute when they land on us, but really.
Yeah.
Dirty bastards.
They're probing us.
Yeah. That's a plot to Men in Black, isn't it? Like, that you're just regurgitating.
We are not alone.
That's a plot.
It's just cuter.
Yeah.
But Bill, getting back to this story, I don't know how we got off on the alien tangent. So one of these guys says that they have seen an increase in job applications because of it. Is this a job you would apply for?
No, absolutely not. I've got a weak stomach. It's getting worse.
Someone wants a new co-host badly.
I actually want to know how much these hazmat guys make, because that is a job that very few people would actually apply to or want. So I bet you they make a mint.
They make pretty good money. There's a movie with Amy Adams called Sunshine Cleaning where she just decides, she sees how much they make, and she just decides to, like, start doing this with her sister, first without a license, which is apparently wrong. And, they do very well for themselves.
Well, women have a stronger stomach.
I would love to see Mike Rowe put on a hazmat suit and then go into that house and just start vomiting all over the plastic screen.
The vomit just goes right
out.
Have you ever been to a place that's that bad? I've been to.
Oh, yeah.
Like, walked into a place that was that bad, like a hoarder, and
it's just the smell.
It's so, yeah. There's so much toxic.
Well, first off, that was Gino's car. There's nowhere to put stuff, so.
And there is a certain smell that even if you've never smelled before, you're like, oh, that's death.
No,
one is dead right here, and it ain't a mouse.
I really want to know what that smells like.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever smelled it before.
Oh, it's very sour.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sure you've walked past someone sleeping on the street
You ever go into the homeless smell? The homeless smell. It's a very specific smell, and they all smell. That's fecal. But it's a certain kind of fecal.
Yeah.
Like my
raw
shit
meat. Like,
smell
like you ever, like, your earring, like, with sometimes, like, that raw meat smell?
Oh, wow. I know that
no
smell.
No fucking idea.
Is it that?
Wrong. Sort of,
or is
yeah.
it the behind the ear thing when you rub your finger behind your ear and then you smell
the
it?
Diabetes gangrene.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like gangrene.
Clean, bro.
Is it like when you rub your ear and you smell it and it smells like a dead person? I'm pretty
sure you're
spotting things.
Do you even have? Do you wear earrings?
I'm from the fucking Bronx. Okay.
You were talking white. I didn't understand.
Yeah. No. I had my left ear pierced for.
Is that the gay
right
ear? Is that the gay ear?
Right.
I thought they're both gay.
One, straight. What if you do a left one and suck a dick? Are you gay then?
No. As long as you keep pointing to the ear the whole time. It's like, I'm not gay. Look, I'm not gay.
I'm from the Bronx.
I got this pierced at Claire's. I'm not gay.
Sucking a dick with the left ear in.
But I would hate that smell. It would skeeve me out because I'm very a clean person. Don't look at my fingernails, but I'm very clean.
And we know figs.
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is that smell? Is that a dead? Is that what dead people smell like?
Well, let's go to
Haley Joel.
Let's find out.
I smell dead people.
That's crazy.
Which sweet death from aliens to Aeolis.
Ooh,
as good as this.
Aeolis.
I can't pronounce.
You're talking about
like raviolis.
Aeoli. Aeoli.
We had that at the Olive Garden. Areola. With cheddar cheese melted on top.
God damn it!
Like boobies.
I was so proud of that one too. A teacher, 25. They always go with the age, right? Away. It's very
young.
Sexist.
She's hot.
Let me guess. She's a woman.
She's a woman. Was fired after topless selfies she sent to an ex-boyfriend were leaked to students 3 years later.
It'd be great if that was a guy.
Oh yeah.
Bill, we've seen you. You're rapidly out of shape for a gym teacher. Please get the fuck out.
Listen, baloney tits. Stop sending us your areolas.
Areolas.
If you could send us areoles.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna be able to not pronounce it that way.
Come to the Olive Garden for the areolas.
Can I get the
melted cheddar and bacon.
I'm this aioli, please.
Mozzarella on top.
It's too salty.
Feed the whole family.
When you're here, you're fucking.
You can feed the whole family with the aioli's.
She sent the photograph to a boyfriend in 2016. It mysteriously resurfaced. Her students have seen it. Let's go to a local newscast for more information, including the surprisingly hot teacher in question.
For being a woman.
Yeah, if a male teacher's nipples were displayed, there would be no punishment.
She's so pretty.
She says she first spoke to the principal.
Just zoomed
close
up on the map.
In front of a classroom.
She has
boys be able
she
to pull
porn.
Out their phone.
This teacher is
good.
With amazing DSL
was
fire.
Guys,
she's a Long Island teacher.
Of course she is.
About the photograph by the entire board.
I thought that said teacher's class.
It's a tasteful nude.
Where's the areolas?
That granite?
With all the men in the room sitting there.
Guys, the number one rule, don't show your face in the photo. Come on.
You got the colonel to represent her.
The school, however, says the school district made the right decision.
This guy's like, I don't think there's anything fucking
wrong. My son saw her titties, and now he's damaged.
It happened, and now you have to be responsible for your actions.
Miranda became eligible for tenure this year.
What is 23 Skidoo guy doing over there? Every lawyer of a certain class dresses.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Boticall, I do declare.
I do know Mary Poppins.
Now I'm just a small time selfie lawyer.
That's a nice picture. Yeah. I've had 1,000 pictures like that.
I do know this.
If the nips don't slip, you must acquit.
Guys, boobs looked really weird there.
Yeah, no, they looked all Japanese and shit, right?
It looks like really weird.
She must be mixed race.
Wait, they fired her for sending her boyfriend a picture 3 years ago?
The principal came in, which I thought was a little suspect, and showed her the photo, and then later on they had a whole meeting and showed the photo again in front of all the other teachers.
She didn't walk in on him looking at the photo.
There might have been that too.
I have such a problem with this.
Yeah.
And then she got fired.
Give it to us, Stacey. What's wrong?
First of all, she sent this photo to her boyfriend in private. She didn't like
do 3 years ago.
3 years ago, she didn't do, like, it wasn't like she did porn or Playboy. Not that there's anything wrong with that, or and like she's getting like fired
Speaking
for doing
of pandering.
Something. No, fuck that shit. Nothing. Playboy. Nothing and she's getting fired for sending her boyfriend a picture.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
Listen, that's what happens when your boyfriend turns 15. He goes to high school.
No, but
what are you gonna do?
It's crazy. It's like so private. Can you imagine if you send your boyfriend a picture and now they're firing you? Like, it's not like you did it. You publicly went on a cam.
Totally.
Yeah. Imagine that, Joanne. You've never done that, right?
Have you, Joanne? Because that's gross.
Russian bots. Russian bots.
Horrible liar.
That's how I get booked on the show. I send a dick pic to Bill every Wednesday.
No, if he leaked it.
Assume it's you.
And you got fired from LOL, whatever club that is. But that's a weird. That's a really. It's like that's a private life.
Well, like, how did it get from her boyfriend's phone to this principal who sent it Do you know what I mean?
Men can be scorned, too.
Because then I would, if I were her, she might be, there's two cases then. It's the one with the school for, I guess, if they're terminating her, the issue, like a wrongful termination. But then also revenge porn, right?
Yeah.
Whoever had the photo and then sent it.
Porn?
I think that is the legal term now.
One of my biggest fears.
I'm going to look that up.
This is very upsetting
to my girlfriend in that
shit. It feels like...
Not me. No one's going
to
record me.
Is that against the law? Like, they had no grounds to fire her. It's really
upsetting. I agree with you, but you also have to kind of be careful if you're in that position, if you're a teacher and should, you know, send in that kind of stuff. Like, my girl's a teacher. She deleted her Facebook. She's very, like, private with all
the stuff. Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Because one little thing...
Well, she also claims that if it was a guy and he had a dick pic, that the guy would not be fired.
Oh, she said, no. She said nipples. If the guy exposed his nipples.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, there's...
But also, I mean, the point of that photo was not clinical, okay? It's sexual. So you can't pull the nipples are equal when you're obviously sending this photo for a sexual point, you know? Yeah.
But I think what you do in your private life that's not, like, that's between you and your... whatever, boyfriend, that shouldn't have gotten out.
Girlfriend. How many times have I
been totally, that should be her
That's
argument.
That's so weird. It doesn't make any sense.
That should be her argument, not they're just nipples, because if they were just nipples, your boyfriend wouldn't be jacking off to them.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even the argument. That's a bad argument. Don't be even making that argument.
I thought you were going to segue to the next story. Anyways, jacking off.
Yeah.
Oh, we got another.
There was a jackrabbit in North Dakota.
Are you going to show the Louis sketch again?
Speaking of
Ray Cyrus.
Walking the dog.
Who's walking the dog?
She claims that's me. Oh, yeah.
Walking the dog means masturbation.
Yes, it does.
Think about it. He's on the leash.
Oh, I never thought of it like that.
No one ever thought of it that way. She completely made this up.
What about walking the
wiener
dog?
That one site that agreed with her.
No, that's redundant.
Can I just say that was my middle school? And I feel very honored.
Are you serious?
What?
Yeah.
Are you the ex-boyfriend?
Mary the lead. Wait a second. Way to miss the hot teacher.
Did you leak the picture, Gavin?
Gavin, yes, I did. Now,
Aaron?
Speaking of this picture, I think she should be fired because look at her room. It's so messy.
I can't see.
Her window, her mirror has cracks in it.
Oh, yeah.
She is not a good person.
Her tits are so ugly
it
cracked.
Teacher.
You're right, Ferret. You got a point.
Thanks.
She looks like the house that needs to clean. The crime scene needs to clean up.
Yeah, there's a halfback guy going on in there.
Oh, boy.
That crime scene needs to be cleaned up, motherfucker.
Well, I don't think she should have gotten fired, but you're right. Be careful of your past. I feel like we're just doing one PSA after another.
I'm never going to get a job, I'd love to say, ever,
really
anywhere.
Do you think that maybe she dated another teacher, and then this teacher knows what kids are in her class?
I think it was the principal.
And he sends it to one of her students.
That's a good call.
I think it was the guy that fired her. He was like, you sent me this 3 fucking years ago. There hasn't been an updated one.
Dad,
get out of my office. Yeah.
She was very quiet. She's not named who the boyfriend is yet, so if she was really pissed off, I would assume she'd want to expose him and the possible.
Exposed.
She probably was sleeping with all the teachers. She's a whore.
Yeah, how dare you? Sexually empowered. I like this one, even though Chino's not here to reap the
Speaking
dog rewards.
Of walking the dog.
Not a thing. Not a euphemism.
Yes, it is.
Dog owners are much happier than cat owners, according to a new study. The findings not only quantify the nation's pet population, nearly 6 in 10 households have one. Oh, that's too many. They made it possible to see how pet ownership overlaps. They found that dog people were slightly happier than those without pets. Period. And those in the cat camp, on the other hand, are significantly less happy than the petless. And having both a dog and a cat seems to cancel out the happiness, period.
Babies.
That cat is huge!
he's very big.
The dog is.
Yeah.
I think that's a bullshit claim. I think that people with dogs sound happier because they're always going, bah, 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 bah. And when you have a cat, it's cynical as fuck. So you go, what the fuck are you looking at?
Yeah.
That's why I think that's out.
Well, I think that dog people, I'm a cat. Well, I'm both. My cat died. But anyway.
I'm sorry. Nice one,
good, good timing, Sarah.
Also, I'm going to call you Gavin from now on.
I meant Garrett. Sorry. Anyway.
Gordon is killing it today.
Dog people go out of the house because they have to walk the dog, and cat people just sit in the house and cry.
No, we already talked about they masturbate inside.
Thank you.
Don't give that to her. Well, they also said in an adjoining study, they said that cats, they're still on the fence whether or not cats even know their own name. They're so dumb. They're so self-possessed.
No, they're not dumb. They're fucking sneaky.
Well, there's that too. I don't trust
cats. Sneaky.
Yeah,
they're smart.
Cats are assholes.
Hey, Garrett, can we show video of cats going inside boxes?
Yeah.
But not boxes, just an outline.
Vaginas.
Tape of a square.
Can you take a picture of Snuggles?
Just Google it on YouTube. It's fascinating. Cats will go, they want to feel like they're in a confined space, I guess. So even if you just draw a square on the ground, they will go into the square.
Well, I guess we're fun with that.
It's like
don't they hate pickles too. They think they're snakes, right?
Oh, cucumbers! Yes, cucumbers. I saw that video too.
So. What happens if you put peanut butter somewhere?
Yeah.
Please.
Do they like peanut butter in a taint too?
Oh, wait, these are dogs.
Oh, sorry, yeah, this one's dogs.
Dogs just
the owners look happier.
Glenn, what are you doing?
Glenn, oh God, what about that? People who name their pets after people names.
Ugh. I love that.
Losers.
My cat's named Vanessa because we got her in the bodega downstairs, and she was named after a hooker that used to hang out there.
Okay, that's acceptable.
So we kept the name.
You have
Vanessa.
A nice backstory. Yeah. You have a bodega backstory.
Oh,
it's cool.
Oh, here's a cute
box.
Oh.
Oh, what's in the box?
Oh.
Oh.
I
don't know.
I was doing nothing. So cute.
Oh, I hope it just takes a massive shit. Yeah.
Or throws
he's
up.
He's so cute.
I love when cats throw up. It's always. Yeah.
Or he just happened
Play-Doh maker.
He's a big boy.
Would be
no, there's a reason. They like squares.
See, my wife puts a square down, and that's the only place I'm allowed to go in the apartment. I feel comfortable there.
Both germaphobes. Well, guys, you were my proverbial cats in the boxes today. Let's go down the table. Give us anything you want to plug or promote.
Hey, do you play Magic the Gathering? It's actually true. This Thursday, Bronx Beer Hall, I'll be hosting an event for Magic the Gathering.
You're like, it's actually
I started true. Playing it, and I'm guys, come through $10. You get a booster pack and a free beer.
I have no idea what that
it's
is.
It's like Pokemon. I'm going to kill myself after this. Anyways.
You're not promoting
I'm there. Then the next Thursday, I'm hosting a show. I asked Kevin to be on it, but he hasn't read my email yet. I totally did. I offered you $1 too. The 18th, Bronx Beer Hall. And I'm doing a hostel show tomorrow, too, at some hostel. About 103rd Street.
Like a horror movie.
I'm doing a hostel show.
You get.
I'm doing a hostel show.
You get bonus packs because they'll never get STDs.
Yeah, pretty much.
At the convention. I'm in New York. I'll be with Figs, apparently.
Maybe 18.
I'll be checking my messages for that. Friday, I'm at Westside Comedy Club. Westside Comedy Club. What an amazing comedy club. Is she still out there? What an amazing comedy club, Gina Savage. It's my favorite in the city.
Watch my tape that I sent you, Gina. I sent it 2 years ago.
It's along with that invitation to your show. No, I'll be there and then bouncing around the city for a couple weeks. Come see me. New material. Album coming soon. Boom.
Yes.
I'm going to be at Greenwich Village Comedy Club hosting tonight at the 9:45 show. I'll be in Arkansas this weekend at a college. I forgot the name of the college.
Arkansas University.
I also will be listening to the Pressman Hour with Angela Riley and join my Patreon page and then follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Sorry.
Yes.
How would you? How did you go from that to Facebook?
That was like either some of the best acting I've ever seen in my life, or you really said cunt.
I don't think I've ever seen Bill actually enjoy something.
That was fantastic. We've got a trademark face cunt immediately. Let's get that site. Let's go to Joe's graphic. She can sum it all up.
Yeah.
An issue with
where's the desk today?
Ladies, if you're gonna send nudes, crop your face out. That way you can deny it's you if it ever gets out.
We're just
come
happy to
on.
See
the I thought everyone knew that. The guy isn't jerking off to your face. Oh, this is a free Monday.
Too late.
Ah!
Areoli.
Fishing reel graphic.